This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to tell you a funny story to begin with because it's sad and funny at the same time. True story from a Dallas newspaper. A man went into a fried chicken franchise to get some chicken for himself and the young lady with him. She waited in the car while he went in to pick up the chicken. Inadvertently, the manager of the store handed the guy one of those boxes that they have, or containers for chicken. But what he didn't realize, he gave the wrong box. He gave the box that contained hundreds of dollars of the day's proceeds from the day before that was to be deposited at the bank. So the man takes his order to the car thinking he's got chicken. He drives to a park with his girlfriend. And when they get to the park and open the box, they discover that they had a box full of money. Now that's a very vulnerable moment for the average person, but realizing the mistake, the man got back in his car, returned to the place, and gave the money back to the manager. Well, the manager was elated, not only relieved, but excited. He was so excited, he said, "Let me call the Dallas Morning News. Let me call one of the TV stations. I want them to take your picture. You're the most honest guy in Texas." And you know what the man said? He said, "I'd rather you not do that, sir." And he said, "Why?" He said, "Well, I'm a married man, and the woman I'm with is not my wife. The woman I'm with is not my wife. This could be very embarrassing for me." He was ethical. He was honest, but not in everything. And I want you to go home with this, that being a man or woman of integrity doesn't involve just part of your life. It involves all your life. It involves how you handle money, but it involves how you handle your personal life and your personal morality and your personal ethics. It involves every part of your being, who you are as a man or woman. Well, one by one, I want to look at these verses. Let's bring up the first one again. Proverbs 10:9 says, "The man of integrity walks securely." What's it mean to walk securely? It means you're not looking over your shoulder to find out who knows anything about you. There's a syndrome that psychologists talk about. It's called the fear of being found out. It has to do with people in every profession, doesn't matter what profession you're in, that some people have a fear that, well, if people really know, I don't really know that much about my field like people think I do. Well, I'm not aware of all the technical aspects of my job with engineering, but people think I do. And people think I know a lot more about computers, but I really don't have that knowledge of computers. And there's that fear that someday someone's going to expose my secret. And to walk securely in that context means you walk confidently. When you walk in integrity, you walk confidently. You're not looking over your shoulder to see who's going to expose something out of your life. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you're perfect. It means there's no unconfessed sin in your life. You've dealt with it with the Lord. I want to bring up the second one, if we could, about integrity. "The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity." There's a guidance factor with integrity. When you tell the truth and you walk in the truth, get this, you're guided by the truth. And when you're guided by the truth and you live by the truth, you don't have to second guess anything you say. You don't have to do this. "Now, what did I tell her? I know I told him something different. And I know I told my sister-in-law something else." And you're constantly scrambling to remember what you told people. But when you tell the truth, you walk in integrity. Integrity guides you. But the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Well, that's an interesting word to end the message today with, duplicity. It means double dealing. It means a person who is deceptive in speech or conduct. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening each day to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.